WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help.
RCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
WRCT 88.3 FM. My name's DJ Tony Tunes, and you're here for a special edition show here today. We're fortunate to finally have put together a collaboration between WRCT and our independent musicians organization here on campus. For those of you unaware, we have a Oregon campus, the Carnegie Mellon Independent Musicians Organization, which allows students to form bands and engage in their musical talents, we'll put it that way. So today we have the wonderful pleasure of welcoming a up-and-coming band here at WRCT, a IMO band, a bunch of freshmen. I'm excited to have them here today and excited to hear what wonderful things they have to share with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I think we've got some lingo on our hands. Some stuff, guys. So, from my understanding, yes. So, you guys are all freshmen. So, how did this happen? How did we end up with Lingo the band?
I'm gonna give that one to Millie on our drums.
Yeah. Hi. So, just through IMO. Yeah, we just went to a bunch of clubs, and then through jazz band, I met Marie, and through IMO, I met all of these guys, and then I went to a Jushi house with Thorin, and I was like, "Yo, we should start a band." And here we are. Here's Lingo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when you guys formed pretty much immediately after classes had started for the fall semester, right?
Yeah, correct. We weren't even a few weeks after O Week when we all, you know, were like, hey, do you play rock? And we were like, yeah, we do. We love rock.
Yeah, it seems like there's some magic to the jam room and what you managed to get out of that. So I guess I'm excited to hear what else you guys have in store for us this afternoon. I'll let you keep on going, but we have some more to ask you later on.
Sounds good.
We'll go right into that. This is the joys of songwriting. You really just you never know what you're going to get. I mean, how do you guys do your songwriting? How do you end up with something like that? How does that happen?
Yeah, it's kind of a funky process. A little traditional, a little non-traditional. A lot of the time, one of us comes in with something and is like, "I have a riff. I have something wonderful. I think that you guys should hear." And someone just starts playing, and then somebody else goes, "I like that. Do it again. Keep going." And we just end up vamping it and layering on all five of us. And eventually we get to something crazy like C9, which is the song we just played.
What do you think is the song you had the most fun writing?
I have an emotional connection to Follow. I don't know how the rest of the band feels about that. That's the first song we ever wrote together. It took 20 minutes.
Well, I think... More is to follow on that one. I'll let you guys get back into the mix.
Yeah, I'm good.
To you. Thank you.
So I got a question for you guys.
Bring it on.
So you guys are called Lingo. How did you end up with the name Lingo?
This is a Charlie Chen question.
Okay, so the real reason that we're called Lingo is because all five of us, we come from different backgrounds. We all have different majors. We're very different people. And there's honestly not much correlation between us. Besides, the only reason that's holding us together is the music. And there's five people in our band, and there's five letters in Lingo. Hence, music truly is the language that's holding us together. Like, besides music, there's nothing that's holding us together, pretty much. Hence, Lingo.
The language we speak.
Maybe the real Lingo was the friends we made along the way.
Booyah! I really like that.
So, speaking of language, what is the lingo of Lingo? Do you guys have any, like, you know, like, inside jokes? Any sort of, like, language that's spoken in the band? Like, what exists and is understood only by you guys?
Yeah, let's have Thorin answer that. Thorin's got a lot to say about this.
You know, this is a great question. It's a question that really, I think, means a lot to me personally. And that is because of a special man named the Meistermeister. The Meistermeister is a man whose life has been treasured and documented throughout time. And we like to continue this documentation and keep making this man just the pinnacle of what is Lingo. And so we have really just exonerated the Meistermeister in Lingo.
Yeah, the Meistermeister. He's turning 12, guys.
Wow. Happy birthday, Meistermeister.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Awesome. Well, wow. I'll let you guys get back to it. Awesome stuff, guys. So, you know, you guys are freshmen. You guys are freshmen, and you have a wonderful... I'm not saying that you're freshmen derogatorily No, this is freshman. You have so much potential and like life left in you. Unlike a, you know,
I
the college senior. I'm you know, like a husk of my former self. But no, you guys have some wonderful potential, and you obviously have a great sound. And you know, you guys can be going places. And I'm curious, like, what do you guys think is the future of Lingo? Where do you guys hope to be? Where do you guys hope to go?
Yeah.
You know, this is another great question, maybe a little more civilized than our last one. and I really like this question because Lingo is personally something that means a really great deal to me. They're easily some of my best friends, maybe a little contrarily to what Charlie was saying. Love you, Charlie. Lingo is some of my best friends, and they are some people that I care so deeply for. And even if this is our last show, I would be so happy that this project ever existed. This isn't our last show.
Okay, keep.
And thank you for the clarification.
Oh, of course. And I think our goal really is just to make people move, to give people that good, like, whatever, the good 30 minutes, good hour.
Booyah.
That we seem to lack so much sometimes here in CMEA. You know, we're so just captivated by studying and by academics that we forget how fun it can be to just dance to a song. And Lingo wants to reintroduce that a little bit, just into CMU and into the world.
And very quickly, I realized I didn't give you guys the opportunity to really introduce yourselves. So, like, who's who? Who plays what?
You want to go down the line?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm Thorin. I play lead guitar.
I'm Liam. I play rhythm guitar.
Hi, my name is Marie Munoz, and I am the lead singer.
I'm Charlie Chen. I'm the bassist of Lingo.
Hi, I'm Millie, and I'm the drummer of Lingo.
And, you know, you mentioned earlier that all five of you, you have a song that's really, really close to you guys. And, you know, you said that it was a really formative experience. I mean, what is the song? And care to share it with us?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we talked about it a little bit earlier. Took 20 minutes. Big record. First song we ever wrote, riff brought in by Thorin. This is, it's called Follow.
When it hits you, you forget me. When it hits me, it's about you. When I see you, you don't miss me. When you miss me, it's about you. When I follow, you run faster. When I'm closer, you shrink farther. When you shrink me, you grow taller. When you ask me, I don't bother.
We'd love to have you back. I mean, this was awesome.
Thank you.
This is awesome, and definitely looking forward to seeing all of what you guys do going forward. And for those of you listening, if you are a CMU student, this is a IMO band, a band which came from the Independent Musicians Organization. So there are jams that you can go to on Saturdays 3 to 5, and there is an Instagram, CMU IMO. CMU IMO, that's a simple 6 letters. But thank you so much again for joining us here at WRCT. I'm DJ Tony Tunes, and this has been Lingo on WRCT in collaboration with CMU IMO. Thank you, and have a wonderful night.
As lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw Daddy with a laughing swinger, and I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs they were singing. Then I headed down the streets and somewhere far away a lonely bell. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
The county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the wire. A tall lineman is still on the line. a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than won't you. And I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the
sunshine. Wake up, sleepy head. Why'd we move that Bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? I'll make the bed, I'll fix your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth, do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost nine. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day, and kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA.
For acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly, join host Larry Berger for the Saturday Light Brigade to get your weekend off to a good start. That's the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings, right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Teenage daughter who attended Harper Valley Junior High. You're wearing your dresses way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and or running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. Sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Gwyneth Jones be told to keep her window shades off or completely down?
Mama tried. One and only rebel child, from a family meek and mild. My mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried, mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried, mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried. City.